Let's see. The quest posting said come to the tavern. What else did it say again? Let me take another look. Seeking adventure companion to join the hero in his quests. Healing capabilities preferred. No large groups need apply. Not a single description of what this hero looks like. How am I supposed to figure out who to talk to? Am I just supposed to see them and be like, oh, yes, clearly that's the hero, judging by how heroic they look? Oh, sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going. What am I looking at? Oh, it's a flyer. I took it off the quest board outside. Say, you wouldn't know about this, hero, would you? I'm sure they're probably recognizable by the locals, but I'm not from this area. That's you, but you don't really look like a hero. Oh no. I hope I didn't make a bad impression. I'm so sorry. Ara? You're used to hearing that. Oh, what a relief. That's good. I mean, that's not good? Oh, forget it. Job posting. Yes, I took the request from the board. I want to meet you. Is that okay? I'm not used to this sort of thing, but I need the money. Don't say it like that. What do you mean it sounds weird? Look, can we just talk about the quest you posted up? Take a table? Can we not? I'm not good at crowds, and the tavern is kind of busy. You've got an inn room upstairs. Oh, that's perfectly fine. Go on, lead the way. I'll be right behind you. Whoa, this is a nice room. This has to cost you a ton. Oh, you must really be a hero then, huh? For you to afford something like this. They give it to you for free? For keeping the place safe? Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So is this your home then? Born in the city? Well, why are you all the way out here? Oh, I bet it's because it's closer to all the work, huh? No? You just prefer the quieter countryside? I understand. I usually avoid the cities too. I don't like being around that many people. Is that why your posting said no large groups? That makes sense. I figure you probably wouldn't want to travel with more than one or two others. I see. Well, I've got your posting here, and I think I'd fit your needs. While it's not my main skill set, all of the clerics of my faith are trained in healing magic. So, I'll be able to patch you up in a pinch. What's my main skill set, then? Oh, it's this. Ara, is something the matter? It's a weapon. I swing it at monsters. Maybe a bit of an unorthodox weapon, but holding it gives me faith, and it has served me very well. What is it? Well, it's kind of like a hammer, I suppose. A very large hammer. Sort of. Look, it's kind of a long story. I don't mind talking about it, but do you really want to know that much? This is just for one quest anyway, right? Maybe more. Well, for the time being, let's just say it's an heirloom from my time at the monastery, and leave it at that. Thank you. But I know I can't leave with no answers, so I'd be happy to answer some other questions. Where am I from? Oh. There is a monastery. Was a monastery far to the northeast, and I was born even further beyond that. Though, I lived in the monastery most of my life, and was raised there after my family sent me there for training. Why was I sent there? Well, the specifics are a little foggy, but the short of it was that I am... Well, you can see I'm strong enough to carry this around, right? I was stronger than I was supposed to be, and I think my family was scared that I'd hurt people. So they sent me there, so the goddess could help me learn to manage and use my strength right. And, I did, I think. And now I'm here. I'm sorry for all the uncertain answers. I'm sure it's just making more questions for you. But some of these things, I don't even really know myself. Suffice it to say, I can clobber monsters real good, and I can heal you too. I've been traveling for a while now, and picking up odd jobs that involve exactly that. So, I'd say I've got a bit of experience. So, what do you think? You'd be happy to have me. Oh, great. And, sorry for earlier. About what? Saying you didn't look like a hero, of course. Why'd I say that? I think it's because you're smaller than me. But, well, I'm taller than most humans anyway, so I guess this isn't fair. I just think, when I saw the word hero, I was expecting someone who was 10 feet tall, larger than life. I'd never met a hero before, but I read a lot of stories when I was at the monastery. One of our duties was transcribing stories to new books, so they wouldn't be lost to time. Well, even though it was supposed to be work, honestly, I read a lot of them as I wrote them down. You find that comforting? Oh, I do too, actually. Something about the idea of losing these stories, it makes me feel sad. So, even if it was a little unexciting to do, I always held a lot of joy for the work in my heart, all the same. There was something nice about knowing that future generations would be able to enjoy the same stories. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a little sidetracked, aren't I? Did you have any other questions for me? Oh, my goddess? Oh, yes. I've talked so much about the monastery, but not the goddess herself. I've been told that her name and title vary in each region, but in the north, we call her the Weeping Goddess. She who cries for her suffering children upon the earth, her holy tears staining the ground and returning life to where it has been lost. You aren't familiar? Well, I'll spare you the sermons, but the short of it is that she cries for those who have lost their lives in battle, for the destroyed homes and families ruined by war. Tell me, have you ever seen the rain fall upon the remains of a great battlefield? We believe those are her tears, falling to the ground in despair. And then her tears, they nurture life where it was lost. Our faith is to bring succor to those affected by disaster and war, and, to a lesser degree, to do battle with those who would harm her children. I think that should make it clearer as to my skill set. Now, if there's nothing else, why don't you tell me about the details of the quest? The skeletons were sighted nearby. Oh, this is perfect for me, yes. If there's one thing I'm good at fighting, it's the undead. They are the absolute antithesis to our goddess. So, everyone at the monastery was taught to vanquish them. Even the weakest of our order could purge skeletons and zombies with the Lishu. Yes, I'd be more than happy to join you. So, when do we get started? Now? But it's already well past noon. Oh, right. Undead. Nighttime. Well then, shall we get going, hero? Oh, I'm so sweaty and exhausted. I didn't expect to work up such a sweat in the cold night air. But, goddess above, that was glorious. Oh, I need to get out of this garment. The cool air feels so good on my skin. I can't remember the last time I was this heated up. Oh, what's wrong? What are you looking at me like that for? Naked? Yes, of course. Is there a problem? Oh, I'm so sorry. This was normal at the monastery. I didn't think that things could be so different out here. Oh, please. Pardon me for making you so uncomfortable, hero. It's okay? Oh, good, good. I didn't mean to surprise you in any case. I promise, I'll give you a proper warning next time. It's nothing to fret over in any case. I'm used to others seeing me like this. Why, the priestesses of my order would often bathe together. Though, I suppose, there are far less opportunities to bathe regularly in the countryside. Still, I need it out of that bodysuit. I couldn't take it anymore. That's good. Just need to let it all out. Are you alright? He looked flushed. Did you work up a sweat too? Or is something else the matter? Huh? What's that? You're mumbling. Scent? What do you mean? Do you find my scent appealing? Hero, I'm covered in sweat from head to toe. Is such a desire common amongst your kind? No, it's okay. I'm just surprised. Ada, what to do? Hero, if you so desire, you may partake of me as you please. So eager. I don't mind, though. Does my body appeal to you that much? It's chubby and soft, and my chest is many times larger than that of human women. I'd never have expected such interest. Where are you? Bearing yourself in my body? Oh, your fingers are squeezing me so hungrily. And the way you're burying your face and nose in me. Ada. Why did you stop? Faith? No, no, it's perfectly fine. There's only one tenet, my faith, about such worldly pleasures, and you are not at risk of violating it. So, please, don't stop. Put your hands wherever you desire, and your face as well. You may freely indulge my body, hero. You're insatiable. I'm heating up again. I got out of the bodysuit to cool off, but you're just making it worse. No, no, I don't want it to stop. It's nice. Drown yourself in the scent of my body, hero. That feels good. The way you touch me. Yes, good. Good. I can't take it anymore. Hero, why don't you disrobe as well? I want to feel your hot, sweaty skin against mine. Yes, yes, it's okay. Here, I'll get on the bed, and you can get out of those clothes. After all, you wouldn't want to get them any dirtier than they already are, would you? It wouldn't be suitable for a hero. Good. Good. That's right. Good boy. Ada, you shivered when I called you a good boy. Do you like that? Would you like me to call you that? All right then. Come to me. Join me on the bed. I want you to lay atop my sweaty, naked body. Good. Good. Good boy. I am so soft and warm, aren't I? What are you? Licking my breasts. Oh, yes, that feels good. Yes. Taste me as you please, hero. Touch my breasts. Lick them. Suck on my nipples. Such divine pleasure. I haven't felt this since the monastery. Are you surprised? Yes, the priestess of the monastery often enjoyed each other's company after our duties. Though, admittedly, far fewer of them had interest in me. Only one did. I often felt like an outsider. That's why I enjoy your attention so much. Seeing how they all desired each other, but hardly me. Your lust for my body makes me feel so excited. Yes. Yes, hero. Taste my body. Wash me clean with your tongue. So good. I feel so good. I want to take care of you too, though. Hero, there is but one rule in my faith, and you may not break it, all right? Good boy. Then listen closely to me. The goddess's will is that her priestesses may not have sex until we have chosen a lifelong partner. Then, we are free to do with them as we please. So long as you do not break that rule, you are free to use the rest of my body as you please. Do you understand, hero? I knew you would. Good boy. Slide up here for a moment, please. Ada, look at you. So cute and sweet. Your face is so red. Lying atop my breasts, gasping for breath, face flushed, and our sweaty bodies entwined. I've got something special in mind for you. I'm going to gently push you back down. Press your head between my breasts and rest your weary body upon mine. Let me embrace you and hold you close to me. Your breathing is so ragged. I can feel your hot breath blowing across my body. I can tell how excited you are. You've been leaking all over me ever since you laid atop me. I bet you hardly even noticed. Ada, don't be embarrassed. I want to help you with that. I'm just excited as you are. You didn't even seem to bat an eyelash at my cock earlier. Did you notice how hard it's gotten? I want you to relax on my soft body. Squeeze me and feel my thick cock pulsing against you. Now, are you ready? Good, good. And let's begin. Good. Yes. Take your time. Take it slow and easy. Just enjoy my thick, soft, sweaty body. Yes. Oh, and the way you touch me. It feels so good. Oh, I haven't been touched like this in so long. Oh, it feels good. Being a hero must be so hard. Yes, but I'll take care of you. Relax with me. Believe yourself. Oh, your cock is so hard between my thighs. I can feel it pressing up against my pussy lips. You mustn't, though. I know it must be so tempting for you, but you can't. For now, you'll just have to satisfy yourself with my thighs. Yes. Bear your head between my breasts. Squeeze them. Use my entire body. However you want. Yes. Yes. Dig in. Dig into my plush. I love the way you bury your nose in me. Are you enjoying the scent of my sweaty body? Are you enjoying shoving your hard cock between my thighs? Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Can you feel my hard cock so much pre-cum is leaking out. Can you feel it smeared across your body? Let me put my arms around you and hold you close to me. Yes. Do you like that? What if I squeeze you ever so slightly tighter to me? Oh, your cock feels even harder. Yes, you like that when I hold you, don't you? Good. Good. I can feel your heart pounding. Oh, you're so excited, aren't you? Has our dear hero ever experienced such pleasure? My cock is so hard. And the feeling of you pressing on it, our sweat and cum mixed together. The way you touch me and squeeze me, take your fingers into me. Oh, it feels so good to be wanted like this. Yes. 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 Good. Good. Good, yes. Yes, good. Yes. Yes. You're so excited, aren't you? Don't look back at me. Enjoy my body any way you want. Yes, hero. Claim my thighs for yourself. Yes. Imagine what it'd feel like if I came all over your chest right now. Wouldn't that be amazing? Yes. Yes, good. Drown in my body. Bury yourself in me. Oh, it feels so good. Yes, yes, good, good. Cling tight to me, Domingo. Yes. This feels way better than it should. Yes, yes. Oh. Yes. Oh, it feels so good. Yes. Ravish my thighs. Enjoy them to your heart's content. Squeeze me. Yes. I can feel your entire body twitching. Are you gonna come soon? I'm gonna come soon too. Yes. Then come with me. Come with me. Come. Come. That felt so good. Oh, my balls feel so empty now. Oh, it came all over your stomach. What a mess. Oh, you're such a good boy. That was so good. I feel so exhausted. How are you holding up? You're exhausted as well. Then, why don't we just stay like this? Right here, soaked in each other's sweat and calm, just enjoying each other's company for the night. After all, cleaning up is a problem for tomorrow. Good. Good. Then close your eyes and relax. Hero, let us drift off to sleep. Yes. I feel so refreshed. A little dip in the lake and I'm good as new. After last night, I needed that. Oh, goddess above. We were both such a mess, weren't we? Oh, you certainly were excited. But I needed it too. These roses have been lonely. I haven't had a chance to unwind since the monastery. It's been nothing but traveling and fighting. To be able to embrace someone was a much needed comfort that I had nearly forgotten about. So, are you ready to head back to the tavern? Good, good. After all, we've still got to get the room cleaned up. And then, after that? Well, I suppose I'll be continuing my journey. What about the next quest? Does that mean you'd like me to stay around and join you in your travels? I see. Well, I do have my own journey to make, but I'd be happy to. I could always wait a bit longer. There's no rush for me. And it's nice to be wanted. I'm happy to have found someone to travel with, at least for a short while. Not to mention, you seem to be happy too. Well, aside from the fun of traveling, I'd definitely like to experience another night like last night. Come here, hero. Good boy. You know how to treat me right. And make me feel wanted. I'm looking forward to working up another sweat for you. After all, my scent seems to drive you mad. Ta-da, look at you blushing again. I can't tell if you want me for my skill in battle, or if you just want to bury yourself in my body again. Both? Well, I suppose part of being a virtuous hero is being honest, isn't it? Hey, maybe next time I'll let you enjoy my bodysuit as well. It's smooth, and with just a bit of oil, it gets slippery. Imagine feeling it against your body. Blushing again. I'll take that as a yes, then. Now, shall we get back to the inn? Cleaning aside, I'm getting a bit hungry. Oh, good. And, well, since we are going to be traveling together, maybe I'll even tell you a little bit more about me. After all, you were burning with curiosity, weren't you?